even began to imagine the world we would be living in right now. 2 years ago, about this time, it was announced that Father Stephen would be leaving, going to St. Michael's to begin being the pastor there. And you first heard of Father Adam Carrico. May rue that day, but I don't. So glad that I am here. But it has been an interesting couple of years. 2 years ago, my heart and mind was filled with all of the hopes and desires of what it would be like to finally be a pastor. To have spent years as an associate pastor thinking and praying about, well, one day, how will I do that? How would I handle that? And all of that, one thing kept coming to mind for me. It's something that Pope Francis says often. He says that he wants his priests to smell like the sheep. He wants his priests to smell like the sheep. You smell like the sheep by being amongst them, by being with them, by interacting with them. And he desires for the shepherds, the pastors, to go out and be with the people. It was with this kind of idea that I entered into this new role 2 years ago. Well, in a couple months it'll be 2 years, but all of these thoughts and ideas fluttering around 2 years ago. Shortly after I got here, I read a book that entitled The Name of God is Mercy. It's a book by Pope Francis and another author who helped put it together. And in that book, he actually expounds upon this idea of the pastors, the priests smelling like the sheep. He said that, of course, the priest smells like the church. Of course they do. They shouldn't stop smelling like the church. That's part of their job, if not their job in its fullness, is to be in the church as well. He's trying to reassure and to recognize that importance of prayer and the sacraments and being present for those as well. But he says, I also want the priests to smell like the sheep. That they do smell like the church. They should never not smell like the church. But I desire for my priests to smell like the sheep. And then I got here, and 6 months of getting acclimated, getting to know many of you, starting to get my foothold, and then, bam, out of nowhere, all of this came. And there's not a single one here who hasn't struggled with what we've had to deal with over the past 16 months, over what this has done. I guarantee you, well, I would think for sure that there's not a single person here that hasn't thought, I can't do this anymore. What are we doing? When is this going to end? Can't we just get back to the way things were and do what we're supposed to do? And for 16 months, I'm afraid I've smelled much more like the church than I have the sheep. It's the reality of where we've been and what has happened. I have come to feel a bit disconnected because of all of this, and believe me, that's in recognition that we all have. All of us are disconnected from our loved ones, and finally, that hope seems to be just right there. So much hope for what the future holds just around the corner. Maybe, truly maybe, we can start getting back to normal. And in that, this image of Christ as the Good Shepherd is instrumental this day and every day. That he is the Good Shepherd. He is the one that we look to guide our lives. The Good Shepherd is not a hired man. He doesn't care about the money. He cares about the sheep. He feeds them. He waters them. He makes sure that they get to good pasture. He keeps them safe and together. He goes after the lost sheep. The image of the Good Shepherd and the image of the lost sheep, the 99 having stayed and the one having gotten lost, the two are intimately connected. You can't have the good shepherd if the good shepherd isn't willing to go after that one lost sheep. But in the world today, in all the chaos that exists, sometimes I wonder if it's not 99 lost sheep and one sheep that's saved. It's a world in which there is so much confusion, so much work to be done, so many people to just be with. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming. And yet there is still the Good Shepherd himself. To trust in him, for he, our Lord and Savior, the risen one, he is our Good Shepherd. He doesn't depend upon solely the work of those who preach and teach in his name, but he desires to work through the priests and through all of us to make sure that people know that they're not alone. We've all had this difficulty, this separation over these past 16 months, and yet the Good Shepherd desires to bring us together. In the coming months, as we begin to open up, there to smell like the sheep, and I desire to smell like the sheep just as much as I did 2 years ago. I cannot wait for the opportunity to begin to spend time with you all more, to be with you, to spend time with you and your families. There's not a person here, I doubt, that doesn't know someone who's strayed away from the church a little bit. Maybe over these past 16 months or 2 years, or for years and years, that there's an opportunity here not to preach and belittle, but rather to simply be with and listen. In a couple of weeks to celebrate Ascension Sunday, I desire to open my home to you. It's really, truly your home. It's Ascension's rectory, and so it, in a way, belongs to you anyway. I desire to open it up that Thursday, May 13th. Mark your calendars. I want to have the rectory open all day and invite everyone to come. I'll also have some time Saturday morning into early afternoon as well, the 16th, to invite you into where I live, to spend some time with me there, to encourage that kind of interaction, to encourage spending time with one another, to make sure that you know your priest. You know how much he desires to love you, how deeply I desire to be a representative, maybe just a little, of that good shepherd in whom we trust, in whom we put so much of our faith in. Let us, as we continue this great celebration of Easter, open our hearts and our minds to the glory that God has waiting for us. We've all been tried and tested over these past several months. Let us open our hearts to the newness of life that we have through the resurrection of Christ, knowing that a new heaven and a new earth await us on the other side, to be sheep of the Good Shepherd together, one flock, one shepherd, sharing that love with one another. Let us look forward to that day, pray for that day, but most especially, prepare.